Main menu.
Welcome to ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blind's perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on Main Menu this week, a credible alternative to Internet Explorer. We look at WindowEyes 5.5 Public Beta 1 alongside Firefox from the Mozilla Foundation. I'm Dave Williams and you're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. On the 6th of September 2005, GW Micro released their public beta of the WindowEyes screen reader version 5.5. Now, before we go any further, it's worth reiterating that a beta version of a software product is a version that is being released as a test. It's a tryout version. When a piece of software carries the beta label, or beta, as you say in the United States, it means that the software is still in development and that the product that you're getting is incomplete and is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a final release. Typically, software development goes through the following stages. An alpha version is a very early, almost embryonic version of the software and quite often will not include all the features. A beta version usually has all the features intact, but they haven't been completely tested yet. And we've seen in recent years GW Micro and others releasing products as public betas. Now, there has been a period of private beta testing where GW Micro's private beta testers have been trying to identify problems or potential issues with the software as it's been developed. This is pretty much part of the standard software development process. Now, very few software developers get it right first time, so there has to be a process of revising and going back and changing and updating and fixing problems that are identified, and that's why we have these beta cycles. When the company is satisfied that the most obvious problems have been addressed, then they may choose, as GW Micro have done, to release the product as a public beta. And this means that the public, you and I, are free to come along, download the software and try it out. And if we do encounter any problems, then send our feedback back to the manufacturers, in this case, of course, GW Micro. Now, the big deal about beta testing, and the reason a lot of people get very excited about beta testing, is because it allows users a glimpse into the future, really. It allows users to take a look, to try out, to get a feel for any new features or facilities that are going to be offered by the new software. However, it's not for the faint of heart. The thing about beta testing is that the software can be unstable and it is, as I've said, incomplete. So you should really only attempt this if you are a power user. And the point in a program like this is it gives users who perhaps ordinarily wouldn't try beta software the opportunity to have a little glimpse into what's just around the corner. So I can't emphasize enough, this is not a final release and it should be treated as such. It's been made available by GW Micro for your continued input and for you to test its stability. So it's very important that you back up any data that's likely to be affected. And quite honestly, if you are using beta software, you may want to think about running it on a second machine, not your primary production machine that you use for getting things done. So backing up your settings where you will in fact be prompted to do this during the installation process. This public beta should not be installed over any versions of WindowEyes other than 5.0, either the full version or if you're running the 5.0 demo, then that'll work as well. This beta version of WindowEyes will expire, and when it does, you'll either have to roll back to your old version, or you may choose to upgrade to the full 5.5 release. In the release notes for the public beta of version 5.5, GW Micro make the standard disclaimer, this is a beta and not a final release. Okay, so if you want to go and get this public beta and download it and try it out, then you can do so by visiting www.gwmicro.com/beta. That's www.gwmicro.com/beta. So what new features can you expect to find in WindowEyes 5.5 public beta 1? Well, the emphasis is on support for Microsoft Excel and Mozilla Firefox, and we're going to be focusing on Mozilla Firefox a little bit later. In terms of the Microsoft Excel support, WindowEyes 5.5 Public Beta 1 uses the document object model. Now, this is the same technique used by WindowEyes 5.0 for improving WindowEyes' support for Microsoft Word. This technique allows the screen reader to communicate directly with the application. So rather than looking to see what's on the screen as it goes to the video card, the software is actually hooking directly into your application. So the reliability, the manufacturers claim, is going to be much improved. So in Excel, WindowEyes can now reliably report workbook and worksheet information, cell positions and content, as well as formatting information. WindowEyes will report selected data, as well as speaking summary information. WindowEyes can now also provide information about charts and objects, etc. How and when this information is reported can be configured by using the Excel verbosity group found within the WindowEyes verbosity dialog, accessed with insert and V. And for the comprehensive list of updates and support for Microsoft Excel, that's the spreadsheet which comes as part of the Office suite, you should check the WindowEyes 5.5 Public Beta 1 release notes. Something else added to WindowEyes in version 5.5 Public Beta 1 is the ability to set a menu level, and this is accessed from the global menu. The idea being that you can have a beginner, intermediate, and advanced level. You'll find that when you access your screen reader's menu system that some of the options you'll use more often than others, and GW Micro have obviously thought that if we arrange these options into these three categories then, or into these three levels, then it'll make it easier for people to start out with the screen reader and then, as time goes on, progress to more advanced functionality. So, for example, if you select Beginner as your menu level in WindowEyes 5.5 Public Beta 1, you'll only get access to the basic features that a beginning user might be interested in, such as voice settings, synthesizer, and braille display. If you then increase your WindowEyes menu level to Intermediate, verbosity, punctuation, and dictionary editing will be added to the available options from the WindowEyes control panel. And then, of course, if you select Advanced, all options will be available. On the surface, this seems like quite a good idea, and I'd be interested in hearing from new users about how they find this new arrangement. Naturally, more experienced users of WindowEyes will wish to remain with the complete control panel, so Advanced will be selected by default. You can now run WindowEyes in the system tray. This is something which has been available in JAWS and Supernova for a number of years. Essentially, from the file menu in the Windows control panel, you can select Run from System Tray, and this will then remove Windows from the Alt Tab order. When you're switching applications in Windows, of course, you use the Alt Tab keystroke to cycle through the available programs, and you can use Alt Shift Tab to move in the opposite direction. Well, essentially, what this does is remove Windows from that list. If you still want to access the Windows control panel, you can do so by using the left control and backslash key, or you can click on the Windows icon either with the mouse or using your keyboard from the system tray itself. The idea being that if you're multitasking, then your screen reader is one less thing that's in the way that you have to alt-tab through. Something which I think we've needed for quite a while is the ability to route to tooltips. Now, you will have heard, those of you who use Windows XP and possibly Windows 2000, when you launch Windows, quite often, particularly if it's a new install, all sorts of things will appear in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you'll be asked to click here to do something. Sometimes this happens when you're trying to set up your Bluetooth devices and you're trying to pair them, or perhaps you have a security alert of some description in Windows XP and you'll be given the option to click here to do something. Well, if you're a screen reader user, quite often it's been rather difficult to locate those tooltips and click on them. Now with Windows 5.5 Public Beta 1, they have addressed that problem, and you can, when you hear a tooltip, you can use Insert and Plus on the numeric keypad. You press that keystroke twice and the mouse pointer, I believe, will be routed to the tooltip, and then you can use the slash key on the numeric keypad, that's a key above the number 8, to click on the tooltip and access the information or prompt that's been offered to you. A minor feature, but important for many who email on a regular basis, automatic reading of autocomplete in Eudora, Outlook, and Outlook Express. This is when you're in the to field of an email, you press Control N in Outlook or Outlook Express to send an email, and you start to type an email address. And what will often happen if you have an address book is that Windows will attempt to autocomplete the address that you're attempting to type, and that information now will be spoken in a sensible way. Support for MSAA events in Sona 4 and 5. It's a rather specialist one, but those that use Sonar, this will be a significant improvement. GW Micro has now changed the way in which they refer to MSAA mode. Typically, screen readers load the contents of a web page into a virtual buffer, allowing you to navigate around with the cursor keys, and you're not interacting with the web browser directly. Now, in Windows, in the past, this has been referred to as MSAA mode, or in JAWS, the equivalent is coming out of Forms mode. GW Micro have had a think about this and feel that MSAA mode is perhaps a little bit unclear. So MSAA mode, while it still has the same functionality from version 5.5 Public Beta 1 onwards, MSAA mode will be known as browse mode. So if you wish to review the contents of a web page, you go into browse mode with Control Shift A, review the contents of your web page, and then if you wish to complete information in a form, then you need to press Control-Shift-A to come out of browse mode, or press Enter on a form control. This is not just used on web pages, it's also used in PDF documents and HTML emails. So that's an important change there. MSAA mode is now browse mode. There have been numerous other small fixes for Microsoft Word, Internet Explorer, improvements to Braille support, fixes concerning Lotus Notes, Visual Studio, and other performance enhancements, including improved stability and faster response. There have been other miscellaneous updates, and some of the highlights. Preliminary support for beta versions of Windows Vista. Windows Vista, formerly known as Windows Longhorn, is going to be the next generation of Windows operating system from Microsoft. And if you want to be very brave and try out a beta of Windows Vista with WindowEyes 5.5 public beta 1, you will need to have Windows XP video drivers in order to make that happen. And remember, this is only preliminary support, so I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this down the road. WindowEyes now speaks the tooltips in Skype. Apparently there were a handful of applications, including Seagate, the firewall anyway, and WindowEyes was having problems in reading menus and submenus with those programs. Apparently many of those problems have now been rectified. And WindowEyes now supports MSN Instant Messenger version 7.5. And other updates include set file changes to Eudora, Outlook Express, Lotus Notes, Microsoft Excel, Word, and Outlook 2000, XP, and 2003. You should check the release notes which come with the public beta for the complete list of changes. Another useful resource is the Guess What series. As part of GW Micro's marketing strategy ahead of the public beta release last Tuesday, we were treated to daily audio updates from GW Micro. This series of updates, dubbed the Guess What series, and you can listen to those updates on the GW Micro website, where many of these features are demonstrated in further detail. Another useful resource is the interview that Jonathan Mosen recorded with Doug Geoffrey from GW Micro, and you can hear that from the Mosen Explosion web blog at mosenexplosion.com. Now, today I want to focus on Mozilla Firefox. I think this is, for me and for many of you, I think this is going to be a massive development, because for the first time, I think, in a long time, we're seeing a new credible alternative to Internet Explorer in terms of screen reader browser support. And it's important that if you're going to try this, that you have the most recent nightly build of the Firefox browser. And to get that, go to http://www.gwmicro.com/support/Firefox. So I'll give you that again. That's all the W's, gwmicro.com/support/Firefox. And Firefox is, as you would expect, all one word, lowercase, F-I-R-E-F-O-X. Now, it is important that you have the most recent release, because Firefox also are going through a public beta cycle at the moment. WindowEyes does not support the original 1.0 Firefox release, and support begins with the public beta of Firefox 1.5. And to be sure that you have the most recent version, when you're in Firefox, go to the help menu with Alt H, go to About, you are looking for where the revision date is given. You'll see something like RV1.8B4, and that's followed by Gecko, G-E-C-K-O, that's the engine behind Mozilla's Firefox. And you really don't want anything earlier than Gecko 2005-0913. That's actually a date, 2005, September 13, essentially. So you want to make sure that at the very earliest, that's the version that you're running. And if you don't have that version, then be sure to go to that gwmicro.com/support/Firefox and click the link on that page to get your download. So let's just show you that now.
Visible line found. Load done.
Okay, and let's see what's here.
GW Micro support Mozilla Firefox Windows Eyes 5.5 Beta 1 link is the first screen reader to fully support Mozilla Firefox. Note the official 1.0 release of Firefox will not work with Windows Eyes 5.5 Beta 1. You must use the latest beta of Firefox 1.5. Download.
Okay, so that's confirming what I've just said, that the most recent release of Firefox is what you need. The Windows Eyes public beta will not work with older versions of Firefox, and this is due to changes that have been made within Firefox itself, so it's very unlikely that Windows Eyes will retrofit support, or that Firefox even will retrofit support for the 1.0 release. If you want to use Firefox with Windows Eyes, then you're going to need this 1.5 public beta, and the version they're recommending you get is the latest nightly build. So
HTTP
let's see.
Download Firefox 1.5 beta 1 latest nightly build link.
That's the link you want. Download Firefox version 1.5 latest nightly build. So I'm going to press enter on there.
Cancel button. Dialog file download security warning. Do you want to run or save this file? Name Firefox 1.4.nus.win32.
So I'm going to press S to save.
Combo. File name and Firefox 1.4.nus.win32.installer.x.
Okay, so I'm going to press enter.
Close this dialog box when download complete. C. Checkbox unchecked. Dialog.
Free
of Firefox 1.4.nus.win32.installer.x completed.
As you can hear, it's downloading, and we will be informed shortly when that process has completed. And one of the things that's very appealing about Firefox is that it does have a very small footprint. It's quite a small application. It's only 5 or 6 megabytes to download. It's not a huge download at all. And even on a modem connection, it's not going to take very long for you to download Firefox at all. Let's check on our progress here.
.nus.win32.installer.x from ftp.mozilla.org. Progress 93%.
Oh, there we go. It's just finished, and there was no audio production trickery going on there. I have a 1 megabit connection. Let me just read the summary information here.
Download complete saved. .nus.win32.installer.x from ftp.mozilla.org downloaded 4.92 MB in 42 sec download to Firefox 1.4.nus.win32.installer.x transfer rate 120 KB sec close this dialog.
I have a fairly average DSL connection, and it's taken less than a minute for me to download Firefox. So pretty small, smaller than many of your media players. Let's see. In order to start this installation process, we can
run R button.
It's R. I'm thinking O for open, but it's actually R for run.
Welcome to GW Micro Inc.
And so the executable is just opening. I do find sometimes in Windows when you start an installer that in fact it doesn't get focused. So we may need to Alt Tab here to the installer.
Welcome to GW Internet Explorer security warning.
Ah, we've got a security warning.
Internet Explorer security warning. The publisher could not be verified. Are you sure you want to run this software? Name Firefox 1.4.nus.win32.
Yes, I am.
This file, run R. But, welcome to GW Micro. Setup. Mozilla Firefox setup. Verifying integrity of archives. Please wait. Next N. Button. Property sheet. Firefox setup. Welcome to Mozilla Firefox. You are about to install Mozilla Firefox 1.5 beta 1. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before running the setup program. Click cancel to quit setup.
Okay, strongly recommended that we exit all Windows programs. Well, we can't exit them all because we need the screen reader, but we can exit the Internet Explorer that's running here, so let's just do that.
Welcome to G.
Okay,
next end.
That's gone, and we can press N to continue on here.
I do not accept the terms of the license. I accept that.
We're on the license agreement there. And, of course, you should read it, and I'm going to press Enter to continue.
Standard S.
And I'm hoping that the speech isn't too fast for you. One or two people asked me, could I crank up the speed a bit? But I know for many it can get too fast, and it's difficult to find a level that works for everyone. So hopefully this is okay.
Custom C radio.
Okay, we're getting a choice of do we want to do the standard or the custom install. Let's take you through the custom install. There's really not a lot to look at.
Next end button.
Let's see.
Cancel. Browse. R dialog.
Where you get to select the components and the location where you're going to install Firefox. And I think we're on the location at the moment.
Install folder. Where Firefox will be.
Yeah, that's asking us where we would like it to be installed.
Back button. Next end button. Choose it.
Take the default. Okay, there are three custom items, three components that are optional in terms of the Firefox installation.
Developer tools unchecked.
Developer tools, pretty self-explanatory if you want to write your own extensions for Firefox.
Website reporter checked, 2 of 3.
Website reporter, if for some reason you find a web page that doesn't work properly with the Firefox browser, then they include this website reporter tool so you can report that to the good folks. And the thing about Firefox is it more closely adheres to web standards than Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer is quite forgiving, so if a web page is poorly coded, quite often it will still render in Internet Explorer, whereas Firefox is a little bit more pernickety, is one word. Respectful is another, of web standards. The authors of Firefox take the philosophy that web standards are there for a reason and that authors should observe them, and so when authors don't, then pages don't render correctly. So you may find that some sites, I've found a relatively small number of sites, but certainly the vast majority of sites seem to be okay, certainly the ones I visit, but some sites may not appear entirely as you would expect, and maybe we'll come back to that a little bit later on.
Quality feedback agent unchecked.
And the quality feedback agent there, and that's also unchecked, and that's to allow you to provide feedback to Mozilla. So we have taken the defaults.
Next end on my desktop checkbox checked.
And we're being asked if we want a shortcut on the desktop. Yeah.
In my start menu programs folder checkbox checked.
Yeah, we'll have a shortcut in the start menu as well.
In my quick launch bar checkbox checked.
In my quick launch bar, no.
Unchecked.
Because I don't really use the quick launch bar.
Back new button.
And
next step.
We'll go to next. I'm just tabbing through these options. I've pressed space on the next button.
Select component summary, ready to start installing Firefox.
Okay, that's a summary of the selections we've already made, so we can now go ahead.
Cancel button, back me, next end button.
And press next, and the installation process itself now will go ahead. And away it goes, installing. I apologize for that slight whistling noise. We're getting a bit of noise from that sound card in.
Launch Mozilla Firefox now. Checkbox checked.
Okay, self-explanatory. Do you want to launch Mozilla Firefox now? Yes, we will go ahead and do that.
Finish button.
And there's a finish button there, so we'll press that. I don't think it was made in Finland.
Desktop. My documents 1 of 12 list view. Mozilla Firefox Beta 1. File edit view go bookmarks tools help go getting started latest headlines bookmarks search log lines my feeds bookmarks tool.
I tend to find that when Firefox gets focus, when you alt-tab to it or when you first launch it with Windows, it can be a bit verbose. It quite often reads across the menu bar at the top of the screen, which for me I is not desirable, and so I end up thumbing the control key just to mute the speech there, but I wonder if they could look at that. Now, what has happened here, because I've had Firefox installed previously, I haven't been given some of the options that perhaps I would when I first run Firefox, although these things are available. I'm thinking namely of the import wizard. The first time you run Firefox on your machine, and I guess Firefox has detected that this is not the first time, you are offered the opportunity to import your settings from your other browser. Now, just because you're using Firefox doesn't mean that you have to stop using Internet Explorer. I can't emphasize that enough. That it's very important that you realize that this is an alternative. It's a free alternative. It's quite a small download. And if you're not happy, you just uninstall it and you just never go near it again. But what we'll do shortly is spend some time going through the various options in Firefox. And what you can do if you decide you really do love Firefox is to set it as your default browser. You don't have to have Firefox as your default browser. And that means, the default browser question, really means, do you want Firefox to run when you click a link from an email? Do you want Firefox to run when you type a URL into the run dialog of from the start menu? So which browser are you going to be using most? Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have Firefox as your default browser. That's fine. If you want to launch Firefox, you just select it from the desktop. You'll find an icon there labeled Mozilla Firefox, or you can, if you've chosen to have Firefox in your programs menu, then you'll find an option in there, Mozilla Firefox. WindowEyes 5.5 Public Beta 1 is the first screen reader to fully support Mozilla Firefox. And this does provide, as I've mentioned, a credible alternative to Internet Explorer. Firefox is an open source web browser which has been developed by the Mozilla Foundation. Some of the major features that make Firefox an attractive choice are tabbed browsing. Now, this is one of the really big ones, and this allows you to open several web pages in the same window, and we'll show you how to do this shortly. And this allows you quick access to multiple pages of information. Tab browsing can make setting up travel plans, researching information, or reading news much more efficient. And certainly I read a lot of news, and I'll show you how that works in a second. You can also launch new web pages in the background so that they're ready to be viewed when you're ready to read them. Firefox includes a pop-up blocker, but then so does the most recent version of Internet Explorer. The authors claim that Firefox's security and privacy options are superior to those found in Internet Explorer. I find that if you dig deep into the Internet Explorer's options, that there are actually a lot of privacy features there. However, one of the things that Firefox have done is that they don't allow ActiveX controls to run on a page. Although this can pose problems on certain sites, the most popular of which is probably the Windows Update site. So if you have Firefox, then there will be sites that you'll still need to visit in Internet Explorer, like the Windows Update site. You can choose to have Firefox automatically clear private data, such as browsing history, saved form information, passwords, cookies, and your web cache, etc., either at startup or shutdown, or in fact there is a hotkey that will allow you to clear such information. And that's important, because when you're using the web, essentially you're leaving behind a digital trail of everything you've done, everywhere that you've visited, every website. Now, there may well be no subversive reason why you wouldn't want that information to be recorded, but in the interests of privacy, and in the interests of protecting your personal information, it is a good idea to clean up after yourself, and Firefox does make that very easy. Smarter search, a number of search facilities, including Google, is built in to the Firefox toolbar, and that's very easy to access. You can get into that edit box with one keystroke. Live bookmarks, RSS integration. Not the most comprehensive implementation of RSS that I've ever used, but certainly a very effective one. And this might be a way, if perhaps you haven't dipped your toe into the RSS pool yet, this might be a way for you to get started with that. The authors claim that browsing with Firefox is actually faster than Internet Explorer, and certainly it's very quick to hop between those tabs, and it's very, very quick to render web pages. When you download a very big web page, and you'll find that that page renders much quicker than it does in Internet Explorer. So we'll perhaps have a look at that in a second as well. WindowEyes support for Firefox is almost identical to that for Internet Explorer. In other words, all the quick access keys, H to move by heading, S to move by list, T to move by table, and so on, C to move by form control, work regardless of your browser. So it doesn't matter if you're in Internet Explorer or Firefox, you can use those quick navigation keys to hop around a web page. So now that we've summarized some of the highlights and some of the features of Firefox, let's go ahead and demonstrate those. Let's just start, though, by taking a look at the Firefox menu bar. Now, it is important to point out, I've found with Firefox that the menu bar behavior is slightly different to that of other standard Windows applications. You can press Alt to get onto the menu bar.
File left, pull down.
And as you can hear, we've got a file there, and we can pull down. And so let's do that. If I press down arrow.
New window and Control N.
New window, Control N. And let's just continue through here.
New tab, T, Control T.
New tab.
Open location, L, Control L, dialog.
And you'll hear that many of these options have got shortcut keys associated with them.
Open file, O, Control O, dialog.
Open file.
Close, E, Control W.
And close.
Save page as, a Control S, dialog.
Save.
Send link, E, dialog.
Send link.
Page setup, U, dialog.
Page setup.
Print preview, V.
And print preview.
Print, P, Control P, dialog.
And there's print.
Import, I, dialog.
Import.
Work offline, W.
Work offline.
Exit X.
And exit. Okay, so those are all the options in the file menu. Now, in most standard Windows applications, if you pressed escape at this point from a pull-down menu, you would be returned to the top menu. And it's important to point out that in Firefox, it's slightly different. It doesn't work like that. Let's press escape and see what happens.
Menu closed.
Says menu closed.
Search. Radio button, check the web.
And we've actually been placed back in the web page. So let's go back to the menu bar with the Alt key.
File left, pull down.
And then we're going to use the right arrow.
Edit, pull down.
Edit.
View, pull down.
View.
Go, G, pull down.
Go.
Bookmarks, G, pull down.
Bookmarks.
Tools, G, pull down.
Tools.
Help, page, pull down.
Help. So that's the top menu there. You've got
file left, edit, pull, view, pull, go, G, pull, bookmarks, tools, G, pull, help, page, pull down.
Okay, so those are the various options. You'll notice that some of the terminology in Firefox is different from that of Internet Explorer. For example, favorites in Internet Explorer are called bookmarks in Firefox. So Internet options become options. Temporary Internet files are known as the cache. Address bar is known as the location bar. Refresh is known as reload. The links bar from Internet Explorer is known as the bookmarks toolbar. Copy shortcut is known as copy link location. Save target as is known as save link as. Okay, so those are the main terminology differences. So let's go and look at the options. They can be found from the tools menu.
Tools, T, pull down. Web options, O, dialog.
Okay, so there's options. I'm going to press enter there.
Menu closed.
The
General,
ones I want to get to
privacy.
Are the privacy options, because these are slightly different from Internet Explorer.
Catch, 606, tab control.
Okay, we have a tab control, and we can hear there's six pages to that. So I am going to press home, which should take us to 1 of 6.
History, 1 of 6.
There we go.
Remember visited pages for the last 0 days. D0, edit box.
Okay, remember pages, and you can choose how many days. I've selected 0.
Settings, dialog T button, the clear private data tool can be used to erase your private data using a keyboard shortcut or when Firefox closes.
Okay, and I mentioned this when I was summarizing some of the highlights earlier on, and here are the settings.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Browsing history. B checkbox check dialog.
So you can now work through the options and choose which items you wish to be cleared when clearing your private data.
Help button.
So they include.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Browsing history. B checkbox checked. Select the items to be cleared private data. Save form information. F checkbox checked.
Okay, there is a bit of an irritating verbosity thing going on here, because it seems that every time you tab onto each of these checkboxes, you get...
Select the items to be cleared private data. Save passwords, P checkbox checked.
Select items to be cleared private data, but you can hear at the end of these messages the options that are available, so you can have your passwords cleared so that the browser won't remember those.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Download history. D checkbox checked.
You download history.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Cookies, see checkbox unchecked.
And cookies.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Cache, a checkbox checked.
And the cache, of course, which is the archive of pages that you've been to.
Select the items to be cleared private data. Authenticated sessions as checkbox checked. Settings. Clear private data when closing Firefox e checkbox checked.
So you've got an option there. So every time you close the browser, you can have this information erased.
OK. Button. The clear private data tool.
And we're at the OK button. So those are the private data options, and those are the slightly different from Internet Explorer. So I wanted to show you those.
Cancel. Okay.
So I'm going to come out of the options and just show you that in the tools menu.
File up, edit, view, go, G, bookmark, tools, T, pull down.
Okay.
Web search, SCAN, retail, new mess, download, extension, themes, T, JavaScript, page, info, clear, private data, P, control, shift, L, dialog.
Okay, there is a dialog there for clearing the private data, and of course you can get to that. You've got a shortcut for that. Control, shift, L. The other thing we'll show you is the tabbed browsing. So I'm just going to very quickly go to Google News.
Location.
So I've pressed Control L to get into the location bar. I'm just going to type news.google.co.uk.
Loading page. Load done. Top. Table 1. NW web link. Images link.
Okay, so we're on the Google News page now. So just going to very quickly select some stories that I want to read. So let's use X to get to the next unlinked text, which should be at the start of the first news story.
New York, Israeli renouncement of Gaza not enough for Palestinians link. Bush named successor to Brown link.
So let's press Control Enter, and that will load the page in the background. We can carry on browsing this page, and that web page that we've selected using Control Enter will be loaded in a second tab, and I'll show you how to switch between the tabs shortly. So I'm just going to continue on down the page and quickly select a few. So we've selected, I think, three stories. So we are on tab 1 at the moment, which we can get back to at any time with Control 1. So I'm going to press Control 2 now to go to the second tab.
Loading page, looking for visible line, visible line.
So this is the first story that President, I selected earlier.
President George Bush has named a federal official with 3 decades of firefighting experience and a background in emergency management to be the new face of his administration's response to Hurricane Katrina and future natural disasters.
Okay, so that's the first story that we selected. And so if I don't want to read the rest of that story, I can close that tab with Control W, and then all the subsequent tabs will be moved down one. So whatever was the third tab will become the second tab. Whatever's the fourth tab will become the third tab. So I'm going to press Control W.
Loading page. Load up.
So we're now still on the second tab, but the contents of the second tab have changed because we closed it. We closed out the story that was there originally.
Germany is heading for a damaging political stalemate, with opinion polls suggesting.
So there's the story on the German election. So we can do the same, Control W. So this
loading
is much quicker than waiting for all these pages to download. We were able to continue selecting the stories that we wanted and have them download in the background while we are looking at the list of available content. Another way to view pages.
Top.
Let's see. I will go to bookmarks,
bookmarks
and I will go to news.
News pull down.
These
Sky
are
back.
Some bookmarks that I have created.
Independent media pull.
And I'm going to select media stories from the Independent. Actually, no, I won't, because there's quite a lot of those.
Digital Spy media pull down.
Let's select media stories from Digital Spy, which is a UK news site.
CNBC.
So
open the tab.
So there's at the bottom of each submenu from your favorites, you have the option to open in tabs, and if you do that, then all the pages in that bookmarks submenu, in that bookmarks folder, if you will be opened in sequential tabs. So I'm going to do that now with the stories from Digital Spy.
Menu closed.
And it's gone away.
Downloading,
so
download.
We're just waiting for the first page to download. And once that's done,
loading page. Load done.
There it is. We can read that while the other pages continue to download in the background.
CNBC names new VP of Intel News.
So there's a story there about CNBC. Okay. Close that, finish with that, not interested. Control W.
Loading page. Load.
Next story.
Huge audience for Ashes victory.
A huge audience for the Ashes victory. This is about England's supremacy in the cricket. Very exciting stuff. So we could go ahead and read that, okay? And so, assuming that we've read that, and you just used a standard Windowize read to end keystroke, which is Control Shift and R. So assume we've read that story now. Control W to close that particular tab. Or if we wanted to keep that open, say we want to keep that open, we might want to come back to that. We can use Control 2 to go to the next tab.
Loading page. Load done. 100.
So we're now on the second tab.
7 million track Quentin's apostrophe footprints.
Not interested in that, so we can close that with Control W.
Loading page. Load done.
And let's see what the next one is.
Sky News confirms new primetime lineup.
Sky News confirms new primetime lineup, so that's regarding one of the news TV channels here in the UK. So you get the idea that you can literally switch between these tabs either by closing them or by using control and the numbers 1 to 0, or you can use control page up and control page down to move backwards and forwards. The only thing I haven't been able to find, and maybe somebody has spotted this, and it would be useful, I'd quite like to be able to see a list of all the tabs that are open at any one time. And I guess one place the Windowize folks could add that would be to the insert tab dialog. In the information selection dialog, where you can get a list of links or tables or forms or frames and that kind of thing, perhaps a list of tabs would be useful. Let's have a look at some of this search stuff. If you are in Firefox, as we are, we can use Control K to get to the search box.
Search Wikipedia N. Edit box.
Okay, and it's defaulted to my last engine that I've used to search, and that is Wikipedia. So if I want to search in Wikipedia for something of interest, I would literally just type it in and press enter, and that's pretty straightforward. If I want to change the search engine being used, I can use Alt down arrow.
Google.
And that's giving us a list now.
Add engines, a dialog.
So we've got add engines.
Google.
Google.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Amazon.co.uk.
Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Answers.com.
Answers.com.
Creative Commons. eBay. Google. IMDb. Webster. Wikipedia N, Wikipedia Google.
Okay, some of these are duplicated, and Wikipedia I actually added again because the default Wikipedia search actually used Google to search the Wikipedia site, and I wanted to search Wikipedia directly. So we've got two searches for Wikipedia there.
Add engines, a dialogue.
And then we've got an add engines dialogue. So let's just
Google,
see.
Yahoo.
So we just
Amazon.co.uk.
Wanted to search Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Okay.
Menu closed.
And we're on Amazon now. Well, we don't go to Amazon. We're basically in a search box that...
search Amazon.com.
I've just pressed Control-Shift-S in Windowize. And that, if I type something in now, H340, which is an MP3 player. And it's gone away to search Amazon.
Loading page. Load done. 221 links, 1 table, 3 lists, 3 forms.
Okay, and let's see. Did we find anything here? I'm just going to search the Amazon results page.
Found H340 edit box. Go button.
Okay, so you can see it has fed that information into the edit box on the Amazon web page.
Combo. Found H340. Find H340 in these categories. Electronics link. 35. Toys games link. Found new iRiver H340 £269 UK link.
Okay, so there we are. Amazon has been searched, and there is an H340 there, but it's £270, so we won't be buying that this afternoon. You could do that with any of those engines that are available. Just Control K,
search Amazon,
and then Alt down arrow, select your engine.
Contact Google.
And if it's the same engine that you used last time, then you don't have to do this particular step. So
Yahoo, Google.
There's Google.
Menu closed.
So I pressed enter, and I've put in blind radio. Press enter. and loading page. It's gone away.
Load
and it's search Google.
Online radio stations put together by and cache link. ACB radio connecting the blind community link.
There you go, and we, of course, are the top result in Google. So I find that a very useful feature, that on any website you can just press Control-K and you've got access to all those search engines. And, of course, as you can hear, you can add more if your favourite search engine isn't there. Okay, to finish off, and really we are only scratching the surface, I'm just pretty much showing you what I feel are some of the highlights with Firefox. I want to show you the RSS integration and the live bookmarks feature. Now, a lot of people are still pretty confused with RSS, and I understand that, because it's something that sounds terribly technical, but it's really not. RSS simply allows you to track updates to a website, and the website needs to provide you with an RSS feed. And that RSS feed comes in the form of an address, usually ending .xml or RSS or something of that nature. And there are a few different standards. Don't worry about standards RSS 1 and RSS 2 and Atom. And, you know, pretty much most decent clients these days will support all of those standards, so you don't need to worry yourself too much about those. But essentially, the feed contains a list of the most recent updates to the website. So you need what's called a news aggregator or an RSS client. And this is a piece of software that runs on your computer to view an XML feed, one of these feeds from a website that is regularly updated. So let's go to ACB Radio. I've shown you this before using, I think it was accessible RSS. Well, let's show you how you could keep track of one of the ACB Radio news feeds in Firefox. So I'm going to press, and I do apologize for the cold. I'm going to press Control L to go to location.
Location, combo box.
And then I'm going to put www.acbradio.org. And the ACB Radio homepage will now load.
Loading page. Load done.
Now, I happen to know where the addresses are for the ACB Radio RSS feeds. But you know, that's not going to be easy to find on every website. So there are directories of RSS feeds, and you can perhaps Google for some of those. But let's go to
MPAP. Enjoy great benefits. Welcome to ACB Radio Assistive Technology News Link.
Let's go to the Assistive Technology News.
Assistive Cam Operator Talks.
Okay, and that link there,
Assistive Technology News Link,
is actually our feed. So if I press Enter.
Loading page. Load done.
You'll know you when you've clicked on a feed, because you'll get a page that looks something like this.
This XML file.
You'll get some information about XML at the top of the page. Yeah. And so let's press Control L to go to the location dialog.
Location. http://www.radio.org/news/xml/xml.php?table name news.
There you go. That's the long and convoluted address that we need. So let's just highlight that. So I'm pressing home, then holding down the shift key and pressing end, and that's selected everything that's on that line. Then control C to copy that to the clipboard. Now we're going to add that to our bookmarks as a live bookmark, and all will become clear very shortly. So I'm just going to hit Alt B for bookmarks.
Bookmarks people down. Bookmark this page. Bookmark all tabs. Manage bookmarks. Dialog.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to select the bookmark this page. I'm going to the Manage Bookmarks dialog because we need to get to the Live Bookmark option. So,
Book Manage Bookmarks. Dialog.
There it is. Manage Bookmarks. Press Enter.
Menu closed. Bookmarks Manager. File Edit View. Help New Bookmark.
Okay, and then I'm going to press Alt-F to go to the File menu in the Bookmark Manager.
File left pull down. New Bookmark. B dialog.
New Bookmark is the top option, and that's for your standard bookmarks, and they work exactly like Internet Explorer favorites.
New Live Bookmark. L dialog.
New Live Bookmark. So I'm going to press Enter there.
Menu closed. Name. New Live Bookmark.
So name. So ACB Radio. I'm going to put A. T News, Assistive Technology.
ACB Radio A.T News.
Okay, that'll do for now.
Feed location, edit box.
And then the feed location should be in my clipboard still, so I'm going to press Control V. And just
S.W.org News XML XML.T.
Yeah, it's that. Okay.
Description. Edit box.
Description. We don't need to describe it.
Description. OK. Button.
And then there's an OK button.
Bookmarks manager file edit.
And that's done it. So now we can use escape to come out of the bookmark manager.
Mozilla Firefox beta 1 file edit view.
Okay, and we're back. So I just press Alt B for the bookmarks menu,
bookmarks
and then arrow down.
Bookmark manage, bookmark quick search Firefox news pull ACB radio A.T news pull down.
There's the option that we've added, ACB radio AT news. And the beauty of that is you can hear there is a sub menu right there in our favorites, or bookmarks as they're called in Firefox. And so if I right arrow to expand that submenu,
Cam operator talks through storm.
You can hear the latest headlines are right there. And as those headlines change, each time you launch Firefox, the browser will check to see if there are new headlines so that your bookmarks will update in real time. So we can just arrow down here.
BBC Broadcast showcases the latest in VOD navigation content for mobile.
And hear these latest accessibility news headlines from AC Radio.
Johnson County Library offers live online programs and podcasts. Tech puts able and disabled, but cost woes remain. User-friendly ATMs for the blind.
There you go, that sounds quite interesting. User-friendly ATMs for the blind. Let's see.
Press menu enter. Closed.
And the page will go ahead and
additional
open.
Are required to
and we're being prompted to install a plugin. But
loading page.
We'll
load done.
Do that now.
Top. Andrew Coley. September 13, 2005. People with poor vision will have better access to automatic teller machines following technology upgrades at three of Australia's major banks.
Okay, so there's a news story from Australia. And if you're really into your assistive technology news, of course, you can do what I did earlier with Digital Spy, and you can open all those pages in their own tabs. So there you go. Hopefully that's a reasonable overview of some of the highlights to expect from Mozilla's Firefox. And you've seen how that works with Windows Eye's version 5.5 public beta 1. This certainly hasn't been an exhaustive or comprehensive look by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm hoping that it's given you a general overview and it's given you a flavor for pretty much what's out there. And if you're feeling brave, then go ahead and try it. And if you have any questions or concerns, or you're wondering something that perhaps we didn't explain particularly well, then do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. And that email address is the same address to use if you have suggestions of things that you would like Main Menu to cover in future weeks, mainmenu@acbradio.org. It's your technology show, so do get involved. I'm Dave Williams, and I've enjoyed doing this. I do apologize for the cold, and hopefully it'll be completely eradicated in the not too distant future. But on behalf of all the Main Menu team, until next time, bye for now.